Now, this shaman was in trouble with his community. Shamans have a very dangerous job, because if anything goes wrong anywhere, people blame it on the shaman. They think he's working magic. Anyone who has powers that other people don't have is likely to be an object of jealousy and suspicion. And so this old fellow had invented a number of trick devices and mythological scare theses to frighten people and keep them at bay. Rasmussen knew that this was all fakery, and he said to the old man, "Isn't there anything you believe? Isn't there anything that is honest and sincere in your life?" "Oh yes," he says, "but I have to protect myself with this hocus pocus." But he said, "I'll tell you what is true. I've heard the voice of the universe, and it is gentle, and it is kind, and it is like a mother speaking, or it is like the fall of snow, or it is like children laughing and playing. And what it says is, do not be afraid of the universe." He had had the kind of experience that one hears of from the great mystics. These are very simple men. Now, Silverman, in his article, has found analogies with certain kinds of schizophrenia. It was from this article that I learned that there are two quite different orders of schizophrenia. One he calls essential schizophrenia, and the other he calls paranoid schizophrenia. Now, with essential schizophrenia, you are approaching the shamanistic attitude and crisis. It is one of withdrawal from the impact of experience in the world. This happens spontaneously. There is a narrowing of concern and focus. The object world falls away, and invasions of the unconscious content overtake and overwhelm one. This he calls essential schizophrenia. Paranoid schizophrenia is just the opposite. The person remains extremely sensitive to the environment, but interpreting it all in terms of his own projections. That is to say, his own terrors, his own fears, his own sense of being assaulted from inside, he projects outward, and he thinks the world is assailing him. This is not the one that leads to the kind of inward experience. This leads to a person being a kind of lunatic in the outer world. The other is a very pitiful thing to observe, a person who is fighting these terrible struggles with the psychological energies within. Now, what is the difference between the essential schizophrenia and the case of the shaman? The difference is this. The shaman does not reject the social order and its forms. It is actually through them that he comes back, and he reinforces them. His symbology is at one with the symbology of his culture, or, on the other hand, it comes back to re-inform the culture world when he has returned from the crisis. Whereas in the psychosis, there is a break-off, and there is no communication with the symbol system of the culture. The symbol system of the culture is not helping in the psychosis. The shaman, there is an accord. Well, then, in New York, this all came in a quick series in my experience. A psychiatrist in New York, Dr. Mortimer Ostow, invited me to be discussant to a paper that he read before a Society for Adolescent Psychiatry here in New York, in which he was dealing with the LSD, psychosis, mysticism, and what he called antinomianism, well, that is to say the anti-social attitudes, which are rather frequently advertised in the papers and TVs today as associated with our youth. Well, this was an extremely interesting affair, because here a whole new phalanx of thought came in all in association with these same themes.